Welcome back to episode 21 of the podcast. My name's Sarah.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're the Travelling Two. Right now we're sat on the floor again. I feel like a lot of our episodes are recorded on the floor.
The majority, I think.
Yeah. We're in a hostel. We've got the AC for 1 hour whilst we do this recording. And then we have to go back to fans, which is not great.
No, sweating.
Sweating, ready for a very sleepless night of sleep.
Just being hot.
Yeah. We're actually in Chiang Mai at the moment. We
flew to the north a couple of days ago now.
Yesterday.
We flew to the north yesterday. So yeah, we're going to be exploring the north now.
We've just been at a food street market and had our first meal that's been under £1. It was a pad thai.
I mean, all our meals have been like really cheap. But
yeah. I know, but like as in like a
70p.
But like a big meal, you know?
Yeah, like a
not just
something meal.
From 7-Eleven. Because we get toasties from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, this was like, you know, a main meal, a pad thai, but from a street night market stand.
How does it rate on the ratings of pad thais?
I would actually maybe rate it as like my third favourite pad thai, and I think I'm on number 7.
Yeah, we've been counting up our pad thais versus curries. I'm currently on 6-6.
6-6, and I think I'm on 7-6.
Yeah, 7 pad thais, 6 curries.
6 curries, yeah.
So I need to...
You need to up your game.
Up my pad thais.
Pad thai game. But yeah, I think I'd rate it number 3.
Okay, that's not a bad rating.
No, it was a pretty decent pad thai. And yeah, I quite enjoyed sitting outside. It felt a bit campy.
Yeah, it was quite nice to sit outside, actually.
Yeah.
But I didn't like getting the seafood one, actually. I should have stuck to the veggie again.
Yeah. Regrets. Always regrets.
Always regrets. So I have had a fair few new listeners to the podcast lately, and I realised I haven't done an introduction, like not an introduction, but like an explanation of our podcast kind of thing.
Like our sections.
Yeah, so like each week we like to review and rate each place that we've been to, and yeah, we just give them a rating out of 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then we just chat about what we did in each place, what we liked, what we didn't like. So starting off with PP Islands.
Yeah, so this is going back to where we left the last episode when we were in PP. This was our second last island of the trip. The PP Islands, they're a collection of 2? Does Bamboo Island count?
That's wrong. This is one of my interesting facts for you, Hannah. Okay. You're ruining it.
Sorry.
There's 6 islands.
6?
Yeah, and we went to... So we stayed on Koh Phi Phi Don, which is the only island that is inhabitable.
Is it?
Like, people live on it, yeah. And Koh Phi Phi Lay is like the main one that people visit that has Maya Beach, like all the
main attractions.
But yeah, there's Bamboo Island and a couple of others.
But they're all part of Phi Phi.
Yeah, they're all Phi Phi Islands.
Okay, there we go. That's an early fact for you. But yeah, Phi Phi is like a really beautiful island. We did a really great trip on Phi Phi that took you to some of the bays on the main island that we were staying on, and it also took you to Maya Bay and to like some snorkeling spots and to watch sunset.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll go on more into detail on that a bit later. Phi Phi is also all completely walkable, which I really liked. There was no like motor vehicles on it, and it's like quite a small island, so it's very easy to get around.
Yeah,
and there's like one main street.
Yeah, on the first day that we got there, we went straight to one of the viewpoints. Well, they have 4 viewpoints, I think. We made it to viewpoint 1 and 2, and it is gorgeous. I mean, we were there on a cloudy day, but like the view was still beautiful.
You could still see everything.
Yeah, and like the water is so blue from up there. It was really cool.
It looked really, really nice.
And then we also trekked to Long Beach, which is supposed to be the nicest beach on Koh Phi Phi Don. And it was really nice. Like,
it was really nice.
The sand was so soft and the sea was so blue.
Yeah. It really is a bit of a trek to get to. Like, by the end of it, you have to climb, like, fully climb down to get to the actual beach.
Yeah, you do, like, with a rope and everything.
Yeah. But, like, it is really nice. You go past some really lovely resorts that we weren't staying in on the way.
Yeah. And also at night on the beach they had fire shows.
Yeah, that was really, really good. We even got to be a part of it.
Yeah, we did. I got
called up and got fire thrown around me, and then both of us got called up for like the big finale.
The big finale, yeah, we were part of it. Yeah, that was really fun.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And I just thought the whole island in general, like we also then went to the beach opposite the pier just before our trip, and like just everywhere on the island was nice.
Yeah, they have like a lot of restaurants that are really nice, like some beach bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the small little
island vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you rate it?
I rated Phi Phi Islands 9 out of 10.
Snap.
9 out of 10 as well.
Okay. I gave it a 9 out of 10. Why didn't you give it a 10?
Technically, I gave it a 10 out of 10 on here, but now I'm just thinking back to it and I'm like, I didn't love it as much as like another place that we've been to this week. Okay. So I'm like, I can't have the same rating.
Okay.
I think I would just put it down because, I don't know. I was a bit disappointed by, we tried to go out one night.
Like, is that why you rated it, why you're thinking now to like, rate it down?
I'm just thinking to rate it down, as in like, we thought it would be more vibey than it was, I'd say.
Like, I didn't think PEP was like a particularly party vibey place.
I read online that it was.
I think that might have been like back in the day, pre-COVID. But anyway, it is quite a small island and there really isn't that many bars and like there's a few, but like they're not really going, they're not like clubbing places, they're more like come and have a drink.
Yeah, I feel like if you're in, well, we didn't stay in a hostel, so maybe that was a bit different as well.
Maybe, sure. I don't know, we never went to the hostels at night.
No, we wanted a private room for once, so.
Yeah, well, but that was the reason I actually rated down PP. Yeah. Because I really didn't like the place that we stayed.
No, we.
I was not a fan of the room that we had. It was a bit smelly.
Yeah.
And just like, not that nice.
No.
And that was my main reason for rating it down, was because of the actual place that we stayed. It was a like, good location in the middle of PP, like, the owner was really nice, just like the room just was a bit smelly.
Yeah, a little bit smelly. I agree, I didn't really like that place.
No.
Should we move on to Phuket?
Yeah, so after PP we got a ferry over to the biggest island of Thailand, Phuket. It's basically a little city, I'd say.
Phuket is a little city.
It's a little city.
It's also
itself.
The name of the island as well.
Yeah,
so there's like,
I mean, like the whole of Phuket is like a little, it's like a little city. It's a big island with so many different parts to it that you could go visit. It's not the same as like when we went to PB and you could walk around the entire island.
No,
Phuket had so many different parts to it that you could go to, like it didn't feel like a, like I didn't feel like I was on an island.
No, so we struggled a bit to decide where to base ourselves because it's quite big.
Mm.
And basically there's the actual old town.
Yeah,
there's also like different beaches, so there's Kata Beach and Karen Beach.
All on the west coast of Phuket, mm-hmm. is just lined with towns, like seaside towns.
Yeah, and so like, I think Phuket is mainly known for Patong Beach and Patong area, because that's where all the nightlife is.
That's the main place known, I think, amongst backpackers. I wouldn't say generally, for non-backpacker people.
I don't know, I think it is, like, the nightlife is very big there, and Phuket sometimes gets a bad rep for it because it's all, like, a bit seedy and a bit, like, dodgy and, like, that kind of thing, and I think it's because of Patong, but actually there's some really, really nice areas of Phuket. Like, we went to Kata and Karen.
The reason we mainly picked where to stay, that we were going to stay at least one night in Kata, was because it's the only place in Thailand that you can go surfing,
mm-hmm.
and we fancied having a go at surfing one more time before heading home. So we chose to stay by Kata Beach, and we went there and did surfing, and Kata Beach was really nice, really busy, hard to surf actually because the waves were a bit crazy.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Yeah, there is also Baotang Beach for surfing and like a couple of the others, but Kata and Karen are the most well known.
Yeah, I think mainly Kata, because Karen right now was like, we went to Karen as well, which was equally beautiful but quite dead. Like, there wasn't really anyone there, and it said like you shouldn't go in the water. And you
yeah.
So it's not a place for surfing, at least at the moment.
Yeah, so as we said, we went, we tried surfing. That was really fun. We only ended up staying one night there. We had only booked one night just because we didn't know whether we wanted to stay two nights in Kata and then just
visit the old town
or whether we wanted to actually stay in the old town. Mm. We were very like debating about it for quite a while actually.
Yeah, but in the end, like Kata town or like Karen, there's not really a lot there apart from the beach and like restaurant wise and like what you're gonna see, like there's nothing in the town, there's nothing, nowhere really to go in the evening. The main thing to do in the old town is to go to the night market, so if we were gonna go there we might as well have stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did in the end. So we went to the old town, we went up to the Phuket viewpoint that was recommended by the hostel that we were staying in, which was actually a really like worthwhile trek. I did it, like the view over Phuket was really, really nice.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Phuket Saturday night market.
Sunday night market. Yeah.
Which was probably like the best night market I want to say we've been to in Thailand.
Yeah, I agree. It was a really, really good market. Like they had good quality bracelets and just different things. And yeah, all of the stalls were good.
Yeah. I was quite surprised by Phuket, like, because considering, I think, feel like a lot of people have said, like, it's maybe their least favourite place that they went to, and, like, we were kind of like, should we even go?
Yeah.
But I'm actually glad we did go, and I did surprisingly, like, quite like it.
Yeah, I agree.
How did you rate it?
So, my first impressions when we first arrived, I was like, why did we come to Phuket? I think it was just, we had a bit of an issue with our booking, and then Kata area was very, very quiet. Like, we were walking around at lunchtime and in the afternoon, and then even in the evening, and there just was barely anyone around. Like, there were a few tourists, but not a lot.
It like, wasn't, like, as busy as, like, the old town was when we went in the evening.
Yeah, like, the beach was really busy.
The beach was.
But, like, the town was just so dead. But I loved the old town. Like, when we moved to the old town, I thought that was really nice. And I loved Karen Beach, actually, as well. Mm. Like, the beaches were really nice. So I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Like, I think the old town and Karen lifted it from, like, a 4 to a 7.
Ooh, it's a big jump.
Yeah.
I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like I said, I was, like, quite surprised that I did, like, actually really like it. I didn't like the area of the West Coast, like, the area of Kata, the area of Karen, but the beaches were really nice. And, like, I like Phuket Old Town.
Yeah.
Other than if you weren't there on a Sunday, though, I'm not sure I would like yeah. it as much. Like, I really like the Sunday night market, and like the viewpoint was good, but other than that, like the actual old town, like, didn't have anything else there that I would have wanted to go to.
Yeah.
The amount of time that we spent in Phuket, like, I was happy with.
Yeah, I agree. Finally, we went to Khao Sok National Park. So this is just west of Surat Thani. It took us 3 hours from Phuket.
Yeah.
On the bus. That. It's a beautiful national park, massive rainforest.
So we arrived in like the late afternoon, I want to say. It actually stormed.
Oh yeah.
And we were a little bit trapped, and we found out about the tours that we were going to do, and our tour for the next day also included a night safari for that night.
Mm-hmm.
So we chilled for a bit whilst it was downpouring, and there's just like one main street.
Mm.
So we had like a little explore, went out for some food, then we went on the night safari.
Night safari was really,
really good. It was really good. I loved being back in the jungle.
Yeah. If you've seen on our Instagrams, we saw massive spiders.
We held spiders. There were so many animals. Like, I really loved the frogs.
Yeah.
The really green frogs.
We had a little bit, well, I was counting how many spiders I could spot myself, but the guide wasn't spotting out. We did try for a bit to have a bit of a competition.
I couldn't spot as many.
Yeah, you could. Hannah couldn't see any.
I saw one, I think, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
like two.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
I think I spotted a bat. Sarah was very good at spider spotting.
I'm going to say you can take the girl out of the Amazon, but you can't take the Amazon out of the girl. It's my Brazilian upbringing.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. We also saw, what else did we spot? Like what was the one that kept coming out and in the holes?
Oh, a scorpion.
Yeah, we spotted scorpions and some night birds.
Yeah, we did. We saw like he did tell me the name of it, and I was like, oh, we saw a kingfisher.
Kingfisher, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and we saw loads of fireflies.
Yeah,
which were quite cool.
That was really cool, because like, I don't think I've ever seen a firefly before.
No, and we saw loads. They just like sparkle.
Yeah, like we were walking after coming back from a restaurant.
Yeah, and we could just see them like everywhere.
Yeah, the next night. It was really, really cool.
It was really cool.
And we saw the stars at night.
Yeah. I just loved it. The whole thing was great. And then we did the 4-day tour on Chu Lan Lake.
Yeah.
Which is like the main thing of the national park, like the centre of the national park.
Yeah.
Which was great. You went to a cave, you went to like, it's really famous for having bungalows on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So you had lunch and, like, went for a swim and kayak by the bungalows.
Yeah, a lot of people actually do the
two-day, one-night,
and they will stay on the bungalows overnight, and then you get a beautiful sunset on the sunrise on the lake.
Yeah.
But, like, we didn't have time for that, so we just did the one-day tour, but it was still amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it was still really, really good. And we stayed at such a lovely hostel, which I was very, like, sceptical about. We found out now it's actually only open 2 weeks prior to us going, so it didn't have many reviews. The reviews it did have were good, but, like, it didn't have a lot to go on. But actually, it was a really lovely place. The lady there is just super, super friendly.
Mm.
Castle Inn Hostel, if you want a recommendation.
Would really recommend. And it was,
like, super, super cheap.
And super
cheap. Breakfast was included, which was, like, and it was a decent Asian breakfast.
Yeah, it was £2.30. Like,
it was a really lovely place
for the night and really good breakfast.
Yeah,
like, we've had way worse hostels and
100%
and way worse breakfasts.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so what would you rate Calsock National Park?
I gave it a 9.5 out of 10.
Not a 10.
I wanted to have another day and do the 2-day, 1-night on the lake.
And that would have made it
and
a 10.
That would have made it a 10.
Nice. I gave it a 10 out of 10. I was very content.
As in, like, based on what we did, it was definitely a 10 out of 10 place. But I just, like, I feel like sleeping in the bungalows and waking up to a sunrise would have just been amazing.
Yeah, I agree. So for any new listeners, this part of the section is our tiffs and tales section. So each week we think of something that has got on our nerves about the other person. Because after 5 months of travelling...
I mean, it didn't take 5 months of travelling. We've managed to keep this up every week.
That's true. But yeah, so do you have a tiff for me this week, Hannah?
So this week was a little bit of a struggle, actually.
Mm.
And I'm only going to use something that's literally just happened prior to recording the podcast. That isn't even a tiff, but...
I feel like it is a tiff, though, because you did want the ice cream.
I did want the ice cream.
But I knew
it. It's not a tiff. The tiff, the way it's a tiff, is that... So we finished dinner, and we had this pad thai, like we spoke about earlier. And I said to Sarah, do you want to go... Like, do you want to wander for a bit, or do you want to head back and, like, record the podcast? And she was like, where are we going to go if we wander? And I was like, well... Do you want gelato? And he got so excited, stood right up, but the boys next to us turned and
you were
so excited and up straight away, and I was like, I had my hopes so high, I was so ready for gelato. And then we didn't go.
Okay.
And it was the excitement to the realization that it was 20-minute walk away and not wanting to walk any further today, and it was the difference that I had a high to a low, and it was just wow.
I am really sorry. Basically, we've had a very long day. We woke up at 6:30 this morning.
6:40. I woke up way early. I woke up at like 6 a.m. I think I actually woke up at 5 and at 2 as well.
Exactly. Like, we've had a very sleepless night, as we said, because of the fan situation. And we had to be up at 6:40. And we've just had a whole day of a tour. And I'm really tired.
Sarah doesn't like her not having sleep and long days and more than 10,000 steps.
And I was feeling tired last night already. And then we had a whole day. And so, like, we got to dinner and I was like, okay, I have a limited amount of energy. So when it got to deciding whether we were going to gelato, it was like gelato versus walking for 40 minutes extra. Bear in mind, we've already hit our 10,000 steps in a day.
Yeah.
We're on 14,000, so, like, I think that's enough. And I don't need to walk 40 minutes to go get some gelato.
Which is understandable.
And normally
I was the hype for it.
I know, normally I would always go for the food.
It was massive hype.
Yeah, I know, I was really excited for the gelato.
Oh, I was really excited after your excitement. Like, I was thinking about it. And then you got so excited about it. I was like, wow, okay, yes, I'm really ready for this. And then we never got gelato.
We'll go another day.
But I might not be in the mood for it.
Have an Oreo.
I don't want
it. I understand why it's a tiff. I'm a bit annoyed at my own body and my own self for not having the energy to
I guess
walk
it
there.
Links to your...
Tiredness.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Lack of energy.
Lack of energy, yeah.
Yeah. I also don't have a tiff at all for this week. Like, you haven't annoyed me.
Nice. I like that. I'm glad. Is there a butt coming?
But if I would have to say something, I've written like two things that could potentially be.
So I haven't got a tip, but actually I have two.
Well, the only thing that I was thinking was, you did, when we were in Castle National Park, you were willing to have that massive spider on you, and you were like, didn't bat an eyelid. But then when it comes to bugs, you create such a massive fuss.
When did I make a massive fuss?
When we were going up the waterfall and there was like a wasp following you.
That was pretty terrifying. The girl behind me kept telling me that there was a giant thing on me, and she was like looking at me like I had some deadly disease.
But like, it was fine.
No, but also they like can sting you and bite you, whereas the spider I was in control of.
In control of the massive spider.
Yeah, it wasn't moving that fast, and I was had two hands that I was rotating it between, and the guy was right there. I was very in control of the big spider.
Just when there's a wasp though, just keep walking.
Yeah, but then
and
no.
They will eventually get bored of you.
She was like to me, I also blame the girl for this, because this girl was also like to me, no, it's still on you, it's still on you, it really likes you, it's not leaving you alone.
So you blame her for the tiff?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Number two.
The only thing was that I wrote was that I'd say the only times that we've had disagreement, well, as in like slight disagreements, is like when we're trying to choose hostels and stuff, and like we both can't decide about something, and it's like on both of us because it's like I don't know which hostel to choose and you don't know which hostel to choose, and then we end up getting a bit aggy, I'd say.
About which
like
one to pick.
This is the only thing, like when I was reading my journal, it was the only part that was like
written?
I'd written I was a bit what's the word,
short-tempered.
I was a bit short-tempered with Hannah tonight because we couldn't decide on a hostel, and then Coco Hostel, the one we wanted, got fully booked up. I was like, why did we waste our time
talking about it
and not just booking
we
it?
We do end up spending quite a while talking about it, and by the time I find, by the time it gets to a certain point, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, same. And then
just book anywhere.
And then we both don't care, and then we're both just like, oh, we'll just book whatever. But that was the one where we booked Khao Sok
Inn, and it did pay off.
Instead of Coco, and it was a way better decision, I think.
I mean, like, we never stayed at Coco, but, like, it was way cheaper, and it was really good, so.
Yeah. Okay, on to our tales.
First head of the week is the snorkel tour on Pee-Pee. So we went to a few different hostels, because we were staying in this like weird hotel on Pee-Pee, we didn't know where to go to find the best snorkel trip. Sometimes you can get a bit ripped off and we don't want to be ripped off. So we actually spoke to a few hostels and we ended up actually not going with them. But we found this really lovely lady who kept saying that she had secret prices. And to be fair, her prices were a lot cheaper than other places.
Yeah.
So we booked a snorkel trip through her, and it did turn out to be really good.
It was really good value. Like, it was only 600 baht, which was like £14 or something.
Yeah, including entrance fees and lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
No, not lunch.
We went after lunch. It included entrance fees, though. Yeah. And it included pineapple.
Pineapple. Yeah. And water.
And water, yeah.
Which we got a lot of.
We did. We took a lot of the water bottles.
The free
so we
water bottles.
So you went on a long tail boat. There was, I don't know, like 15, 20 of us?
Yeah.
You went to
Monkey Bay first,
yeah, which actually didn't have that many monkeys. So no, it had like two or three.
Yeah, two, and like there were so many people just trying to take a photo of this one monkey,
and the monkeys actually weren't interested in us, so that was good.
Yeah, because you were really petrified.
I'm still petrified of monkeys. I'm definitely traumatized.
You have a severe fear.
Yeah,
you have monkey phobia.
I have monkey phobia. After Monkey Bay,
we just passed Viking Cave.
Yeah, you can't go in it. It's like all blocked off. But yeah, we saw Viking Cave.
And then we went to Ko Pee Pee Lay Lagoon,
which is gorgeous. That was probably like maybe not number one spot, but number two spot.
Yeah.
And we did snorkeling just outside of the lagoon, which was also really, really good. Like so many fish right by your face.
Would that be the best snorkeling we've done? Maybe.
It was really, really good snorkeling.
Yeah, it was incredible. Like, it was better than Koh Tao, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
If you listen to our previous episode. And we saw black tip sharks on the way home.
Yeah.
And then after the lagoon, we went to Maya Beach.
Yeah, Maya Bay.
Maya Bay.
Which is basically the number one thing to see in Pee Pee. So it's where the Leonardo DiCaprio film, The Beach,
was filmed.
Was filmed. no boats are allowed to go there, so the boat pulls up by the pier and then you like walk around, and it was gorgeous.
And you're only allowed 1 hour there as well, because they want to try and keep it as clean and as like beautiful as,
yeah,
you're not allowed, like,
you're not allowed to swim,
yeah, but you're not allowed plastic bottles, although people did
you
take.
Were allowed plastic bottles.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to swim, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
but honestly, so gorgeous.
It really
and
gorgeous.
We were really lucky, we did get the blue sky that day, and
it looked beautiful,
it looked pristine.
I think after Maya Bay it was more snorkeling, which was when we saw the black tip sharks,
yeah,
and also just like loads more fish. Like, I just remember all the snorkeling on PP being brilliant.
Yeah,
like, we think I think we had two or three stops for snorkeling.
Yeah.
And it was so, so good.
Mm.
And then finally, because we did an afternoon tour, we got to watch sunset on the Longtail boat.
Mm.
And then you had the option of staying if everyone on the boat wanted to, which luckily I was glad that ours did.
Yeah.
Because I think some of the boats don't. Wait till it went pitch black. And then if you move the water, we finally saw plankton.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
It was really, really cool.
You actually dived in the water.
Yeah.
This was like 7 p.m. so it was like dark and like gonna be cold, I thought, when you got out of the water. And not many people.
Fine.
Okay, yeah, it was fine. But only 4 people out of the whole boat ended up getting in. But Sarah did.
I think it was worth it. Because when you're in the water, you can see the plankton. Like, it's probably, you don't see loads more plankton than if you were just looking from above, but you get to see the view of the plankton from below, because plankton actually is only on the surface of the water.
Yeah.
So
I could see it on the surface.
You could see on
and
the surface.
It looks like rope moving, like lit up rope.
Yeah, it's lit
water.
Up rope. It wasn't as bright. It wasn't quite what I imagined from plankton, to be honest with you.
I thought there was going to be a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more. But then I was reading an article the other day, and apparently like 90% of plankton has gone from the planet now because of climate change.
Mm.
So that's probably why it wasn't that great, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But it was cool.
That was our snorkeling trip. So would really, really recommend. And I think the afternoon snorkeling trip, obviously you're doing less.
Why are you doing less?
Because a full day snorkeling trip, you'd go to Bamboo Island.
To a full day. Yeah, a full day one, they include Bamboo Island and a couple of the other places around the main PP that is like hard to get to unless you're on like a boat on a trip.
Yeah, but we kind of didn't want to do a whole day on a boat.
It's a long time on a long tail boat.
Yeah.
Also, it's a lot of stops. And like, even after our afternoon, like it is really knackering. I think snorkeling, I just find quite exhausting.
Snorkeling is
exhausting.
And
like getting on and off a boat and swimming and then not swimming and walking, like, it is knackering, and I think like a full day tour would just be quite a lot.
Yeah, so would recommend doing a half day tour. And it's
yeah,
just as
and
good.
I'd probably, like, we picked the afternoon one because it included the sunset and the plankton.
Yeah, definitely worth it. So our second tale is something that's not happened to us yet whilst travelling, and I'm quite surprised it hasn't happened and it's taken this long for it to happen.
I mean, I wouldn't expect it to happen, like, it shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't happen.
Anyway, let's break the suspense.
So we booked a hostel.
It wasn't a hostel, it was actually a hotel. It was a villa.
Yeah, we booked a villa that was like a ridiculously cheap price as well. With a pool and with breakfast.
And breakfast.
It was £4 for a pool, like, and breakfast.
We were like scrolling. You had found loads of places. I went on booking.com and then was like, this is the place we're staying.
So we booked it, got really excited about it. We were like, yeah, we have a private room again, we have a pool.
Right opposite the beach.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Then we got there and they were like, there's no rooms. And we were like, what? We booked this. And they were like,
and
yeah.
And we paid the deposit.
I can see that you've booked it, but we only have 20 rooms. And Hostel World apparently accepted the booking, but there was no room to allocate to us.
Yeah.
Bless her. She was like really apologetic.
She gave us back our deposit.
Yeah.
And she was like, there's a room available for tomorrow if you still want it. But like, she couldn't do anything for us for then. So we were kind of just stranded in Phuket.
Yeah, we were stranded in Qatar. And then we had a backup because we had spent a lot of time looking at hostels. So we knew that there was another one 10 minutes down the road. So we traipsed our suitcases up the hill and to the next hostel, get there, shut down.
Completely shut down.
Everywhere was, like, that area was particularly shut down because of COVID.
It was quite dead, yeah.
Thankfully, we ended up finding this lovely place called Sue at Cozy.
Yeah.
The woman was lovely. She was like, yes, I have a room for you. It ended up being a really, really nice room and really cheap again.
Yeah, it was really, like, it was really, really good.
So it all worked out in the end, but
we were stranded in Phuket unnecessarily.
For an hour. And our final tale is our tour of Khaosok. So we wanted more time to explain everything.
The tour of the lake.
Yeah.
So you took the long tailboat out onto Chowlan Lake. It stopped at like the main area of the lake, this is my fact, but like the main area of the lake that we took the picture of with like the...
Oh, the three sisters.
It wasn't called the three sisters. Like the three things, which is where like the dam was. It's not a naturally formed area.
No.
It was all man-made and it was all to do with... Okay, I'll tell you my fact now. If you don't remember what the guy said.
It was created
for the damming project to provide hydroelectricity to the whole of South Thailand.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like the main area of the lake that they took you to. We got a lovely picture there.
It was really beautiful. I didn't expect the water to be that blue.
It's kind of like compared to Halong Bay.
Mm.
And it's really gorgeous. Like, yeah, I definitely say it's at least on par with Halong Bay, if not like...
I would say on par. I think if our Halong Bay had been sunny, it would be very similar.
Yeah.
It's limestone rocks again, and it was just gorgeous in the sun.
It was really gorgeous.
So after that, we went to a cave.
Yeah.
We saw bats in the cave. It was okay.
You only walked through it about 10 minutes. It was like a dark cave. We did see a lot of little bats.
Yeah. They were quite cute bats.
Yeah, they were kind of cute.
Yeah. And then after the cave, we went to the lunch.
The bungalows, yeah.
The bungalows.
Which was like the main stop of the trip. That's kind of what you're there for, I'd say.
Yeah.
We had a nice buffet lunch and then went swimming in the lake.
Kayaking.
Had a lot of fun with a tree that had fallen down.
Yeah. It was like a massive, massive log. And like it would roll every time that someone got up on it. And then I wasn't there because I went to kayak to go get the GoPro. And then when I came back, apparently everyone was trying to get on the log at the same time and see if everyone could be bounced on.
Yeah, that's what we were attempting to do. Weren't like the dad of Albo was trying like to direct everybody and tell everyone to get on one at a time. And people just kept trying to get on this tree. And then it kept rolling and everyone just kept falling off. And we did not succeed in getting everyone on it at the same time.
No, it was really fun.
But it was really fun.
We had a lot of entertainment. And I thought the kayaks were really good. Like
the kayaks were very good kayaks.
Very good kayaks. You could get on and off like very easily.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
After lunch, we then headed to a waterfall, which they said you were going for a trek on, which actually we didn't quite realise the type of trek we were doing. And it was like literally on and up the waterfall.
Yeah. We only have one pair of trainers at this point in our travelling. We did come with two, but one pair got ditched on the way.
We've lost a pair.
So now we only have one pair, and our only pair is soaked to the core.
Yeah.
Mine, it's been 2 days since we did that tour.
And they're still wet.
And they're still soaking.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we walked up the waterfall, and then we walked back down it.
It was like not the type of trek that I think I've ever done. Like actually up.
I've done it.
The middle of a waterfall. Have we?
I have. I've done it in Wales. But like with proper gear and everything.
Like this was just like people could have slipped and died easily.
I don't think so.
Easily.
It wasn't like that kind of waterfall. Okay, yeah.
It was very slippy and steep and a lot of rocks. At points you were just like climbing with rope.
A lot of people fell at the end and got all muddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And then we did the long trip back. I would say the only thing about this tour is you are spending a lot of time
on
like traveling. Like it was an hour to the pier and then an hour on the boat just to the first stop.
Yeah, it's
so
a lot
of
traveling.
Like 4 hours of traveling, but like when you're traveling on the boat, it's still beautiful because you're seeing all the scenery.
Yeah, I think that is part of doing the national park.
Yeah, exactly.
Is being on the boat and on the lake and seeing it all.
It was a really good tour.
Really good. On to our lessons learned for the week. So I think this is one lesson like I've definitely learned, particularly for Thailand, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't feel like I had this issue so much in like Vietnam or Cambodia, is that the food can be really, really spicy.
The curry.
And I've had a few, even pad thais, that have been like quite hot,
like
edible, but like more spicy than I picked for them to be. And I think it's just tell them that you don't want it spicy, that you want it mild or just no spice at all, because otherwise it can just be like ridiculously hot.
Yeah.
And even if they say sometimes the curry isn't spicy, it probably is.
It'll have a bit spicy. I don't know though, because we've had some that have had no spice whatsoever.
Yeah, it really does depend.
It depends on the restaurant. Like,
it depends on the restaurant.
You have to just get what you get.
I would say, like, tell them to tone it down a bit.
Maybe just don't get the green curry, I'd say. It's too spicy. Our second lesson is a lesson that's been quite useful. Basically, we didn't do this in Vietnam or Cambodia. We probably should have.
Not even sure it was an option there.
Yeah, so to get money out in Thailand, every time you go to an ATM, you get charged.
Well, that's the same in any of the Asian countries that we've been to.
That's true, but specifically in Thailand, you get charged 220 baht, which is basically £5, every single time you take money out. Mm. And instead, we have been going to banks, yeah. And it's basically called cash advance. Give your passport, give your card, sign a bunch of stuff, and they give you the money, but without the £5 charge.
Yeah, so it saves a lot of money because everywhere is still cash. Like, yeah. All hostels, all tours are cash, quite a lot of restaurants. You spend mainly in cash compared to how much you spend on cards.
We've taken money out 4 times already and we've been here 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we've saved ourselves £20 already.
Yeah, like we've had to go to one ATM because the times that we were available and the bank was open didn't work out. But like it does save a lot of money. So yeah. Definitely would recommend going to banks instead of ATMs if you can.
And also it lets you take more money out as well.
That's true as well.
Yeah.
Our third lesson learned this week is that you can buy tickets at bus terminals and it does work like absolutely fine. So normally we buy our tickets through the hostels, which I think is really good. And like I would do it that way if it's available because then they come and pick you up at the hostel and like it's a very easy way to do it and you have no stress or anything. But from Phuket to Khao Sok, the only way to do it was for the hostel to organize a transfer for us to the bus terminal. And then you just buy a ticket at the bus terminal when you get there and wait for the bus. And it was like, I was a bit worried that
you were really skeptical
that the bus was going to be full or the time wasn't going to be quite right or it just might not work. We might get very confused. Like, it was fine.
She told us the bus
was going to be there at this time. She told us when to get the taxi. We were there far too early again.
Yeah, our bus was at 9:30. We arrived at 8:15 because we were like, okay, we've come an hour before the bus is supposed to be. Surely they'll have space on the bus.
Yeah, and they did.
And they did.
I had loads of space.
We were probably, well, the bus got very full.
But I think that's because the bus picks up random Thai people along the way.
Yeah.
That just like stand on the side of the road and kind of hitchhike onto the buses.
Yeah.
I think that's how they get around.
Yeah, but it worked out fine.
But yeah, it did work out fine and buying a ticket was the most easy thing. They literally, you get out of the taxi and they're just like, where are you going? Come this way.
Yeah. Now for our highs and our lows.
So I'm going to go with my high this week was swimming at the lake.
Oh, wow.
In Khao Sok.
Wow.
You didn't think it was that?
Because when we were doing the night safari, you were like, this is my high of the
week.
Yeah.
So I have put my high was the night safari / swimming at the lake. But if I was really pressured to pick one, I probably would pick swimming at the lake maybe. Mm. I hadn't done swimming at the lake when I said that, the night safari.
That's true.
But like, yeah, if I was pressured to pick one, I think I'd pick the swimming at the lake because that was so much fun. I just really had a great couple of hours just jumping on and off the kayaking around. Yeah. It was just beautiful as well and the tree was very entertaining.
Yeah, I would say that's my number one high as well.
Okay.
Like, I loved it. I think especially, I loved the night safari. Like,
yeah, I did really enjoy that as well. Like, it was hard to pick.
Yeah, like, it really... It's just
Khao Sok.
Khao Sok is great.
Yeah. Definitely don't miss it on your Thailand itinerary.
Yeah, but my... I don't know. I love the pee-pee snorkeling trip, but I wouldn't say that's the high. As in, like, it is as high. I told you I wrote 3.
Okay.
Pee-pee snorkeling was great. But the other thing that I remember being really, really happy at was when we were on Karen Beach.
Yeah.
In Phuket. It really, really reminded me of Australia. I'm not sure why. Like... just the sand was kind of similar to the sand in Australia. The waves. I think it was the waves.
Watching the people surf.
Yeah, watching people surf.
And it was like a few people, but it wasn't like crowded.
Yeah, because a lot of the time that we were road tripping around Australia, like all the beaches were quite deserted. Mm. And like we had the whole beach ourselves. There would be one person surfing and it was very similar. And I was like, wow, I feel like I'm back in Australia. This is great. And we just had a lovely time that morning, like just sunbathing and chatting, and yeah. It was a high.
Nice.
What's your low? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. I don't think there was many lows from the week. Like, it
was a very good week.
Phuket, Khao Sok, I really enjoyed it all. But my low was at the night market in PP when we went for dinner and I had that insanely spicy curry.
You do realise, you keep saying that it was in PP. It was not. It was in Krabi.
No, it wasn't.
The green Thai curry was in Krabi, and I had the Penang curry.
Oh. so it's not from this week.
No. So your low isn't from this week.
Well, it's I didn't fine. Get mentioned last week.
Okay, that can be your low.
I don't have a low then. Okay, anyway, I'm keeping it as my low.
Okay.
So I just remember, wherever it was, and I don't think I've mentioned it on the podcast, that whatever night that was, I was hungry, and I was quite looking forward to dinner, and I was quite looking forward to adding another curry to my list, just the whole thing, and then I was so disappointed, and it was just so inedible. But the only thing that made it better is I got watermelon that night.
Yeah, you did
from
get
the night
watermelon.
Market, and like that was really good and worth it. And it wasn't in PEP actually, because it wasn't at that place. And I remember now walking to the night market and walking back, and it was definitely in Krabby, right?
Okay, my low from this week was, so after we had sorted out where we were staying in Qatar, when we were walking around trying to find a lunch spot, and like there wasn't a lot of lunch spots open. There wasn't a lot of people about, and I was like, I thought Qatar was going to be great.
And it
I
just
thought
wasn't.
Like we were going to go surfing, there was going to be a vibey town. Like online it said it was like really trendy
and
up
and coming.
And
it definitely was prior to COVID. Like we sat and spoke to the lady at the hotel that we ended up staying at, and she said like it, that whole street was really busy prior to COVID.
Yeah, like it used to be so vibey and so poppy, but like not anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, that realisation was... I was like, oh, what a disappointment. Should have stayed at Patong.
But the beach and surfing was definitely worth it.
Yeah, the beach and surfing was worth it.
Yeah. On to our interesting facts of the week.
Yeah.
Have you got any wonderful, wise words of wisdom to share with me?
So, this isn't really an interesting fact, but it's just something that we noticed on Koh Phi Phi. And as soon as you arrive on Koh Phi Phi, there's a big McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't expect to see, and I thought the people should know.
Okay, the people should know. Yeah. There's also a big McDonald's in Chiang Mai.
Yeah, but, like, Chiang Mai is a big city. You'd expect that. Koh Phi Phi is, like, a little island.
Okay. There was also a Burger King, I think.
Yeah, there's a McDonald's and a Burger King on Koh Phi Phi.
Yeah.
Don. Yeah.
It's the meet-em spots for the tours as well.
Yeah.
And they sell rice, just to let you know. McDonald's in Asia sell rice.
I've got quite a few about Khao Sok National Park.
I've got one.
Okay, you can go for it if you want.
So Khao Sok National Park was established in 1980, and it's Thailand's 22nd national park.
Okay, yeah, I've got a conflicting fact. This hasn't happened before. My online research said that it became declared a national park in 1994.
Ooh.
Not sure which one is correct, to be honest with you.
But what number national park was it?
It was 22nd, that is correct.
That's correct, it's okay.
Anyway, it is one of the oldest rainforests in the world. They claim that they think it's even older than the Amazon.
Wow.
Wow, I know. It did really feel like...
old.
I was going to say it felt like the Amazon. And then... oh! this is another fact. We didn't get to see this because it wasn't the right time of year. But it's home to the biggest flower in the world.
Which does look cool. If you look up pictures of Khao Sok National Park, big flower, it looks like a really big flower.
Yeah.
But it's only there in March?
In February and March.
February and March, yeah.
It's called Rafflesia keri.
Wow.
And Khao Sok National Park has also got the highest level of rainfall in the whole of Thailand.
It did. It did storm a good couple of times there.
Yeah.
A lot.
But, like, each storm is in, like, an hour or two.
Yeah.
And then it's dry.
Yeah.
So.
Not terrible.
So that's all of our interesting facts for the week.
Lovely.
On to our upcoming plans.
So, as we've said, we're now in Chiang Mai in the north of Thailand. So, we're going to be spending our final 2 weeks away. It's actually less than 2 weeks now. Can I just say you? Shout out to Mum. She has been counting down the days, and apparently it's only 12 days until we go home.
Really?
Yeah.
12 days time, I'll be home. Wow.
Mental, I know.
I don't like
so
it.
So, we're spending our final 12 days exploring the north of Thailand, heading back down towards Bangkok for the flight home.
Yeah, so we're in Chiang Mai, we're going to Pai, and we're hoping to do Chiang Rai as well.
Yeah, as a day trip, because we are now limited on time.
Very limited. There's a lot to do.
There's a lot.
It's hard to decide.
It is. So stay up to date with the podcast. Make sure to turn on your notifications on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at the Travelling To Pod.
Cast?
Still don't know. Follow us on Instagram at the Travelling To Podcast.
You can email us.
That's the one.
If you want to send us any suggestions, any recommendations, I mean, we've only got 12 days left, so we've not got a lot of things.
Yeah, we don't need recommendations. We don't want to.
If you want to share anything with us, feel free.
Tell us what you did in Chiang Mai.
Yeah, at thetravelling2pod@gmail.com. And also, if you'd like to leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, we'd be very grateful. Also, share with your friends.
We'll be back in your ears again next week.
But for now,
bye.